to A Life of KG. This episode, I'm going to talk to you about marketing hacks. So I hope you enjoy it. This episode is sponsored by KG Professional, beauty training provider that specialise in eyelash extensions, lash lift, brow lamination and nails. We also distribute products worldwide. If you'd like more information, go to kgprofessional.com. So I wanted to talk to you guys in this podcast about marketing and different hacks on marketing to make your business grow. Marketing isn't something that we're all used to. A lot of us are beauty and hair professionals and we're behind the chair, and marketing isn't our job, right? So we need to learn these things. And there's people that work in marketing that work in marketing as a full-time job. Like, that is their job. That is their role. They've been to college, have been to university, and they've studied all these things. So for us, don't be so hard up on yourself if this isn't your forte, if you're not that good at it. And let me just show you and teach you what we do within our business, and hopefully you'll be able to pop that into yours and be able to help your company a little bit more. So what we do hugely is email marketing. Now, a lot of people, when I say this, they're like, it doesn't really work for us. It doesn't get much return, but you have to be consistent, okay? When it comes to email marketing, you can't ever underestimate the power of email marketing. And most of you listening to this won't even have a marketing list, won't have an email system. So you need to start building this. One thing when I do go into salons, because I go into salons quite a lot, different ones, try them out, just sometimes like to go somewhere else other than my own. And most of the time, people don't even get me to fill out a consultation form. Like, come on now, a consultation form, that's something we learn in college that we have to do for insurance purposes, find out what the client needs, etc. But my main reason, obviously the health and safety aspect of it first, but my main reason and what I get my teams to do is I need people's emails. I need people's numbers. If I don't have their email address, that client is then, their data's pointless to me because I can't then go and market to them after. And that's what I need to do. And that's what I've always done since the beginning of business, even from when I had my model agency. What, 13, 14 years ago, it would have been 14 years ago now, God. I was massive when it came to email marketing, and that's what grew my business. So then when I opened the salon, email marketing I'd done from day dot. There was not a decision of whether I should or whether I shouldn't. I've always done it, which is now why my email lists are quite big and why I would say we're pretty good when it comes to emails. So when you're doing consultations with your clients, when your teams are doing consultations with your clients, please get their email addresses, because you can't do anything without it. So get their email address, and obviously you need their consent to make sure that they will allow you to email them. Some people don't want emails and they'll go, oh no, I get so much junk in my emails, I don't really want another one. So a way to get around this is send your clients birthday vouchers. So then when new clients come into the salon, or if there's a client that hasn't signed up for your marketing list, you can just say to them, do you want to receive a birthday voucher for the salon on your birthday? Of course they're going to say yes. So you tick them into the email list. That's how we manage to grow our email marketing. So you're going to start building that. On a lot of salon softwares, they will have emails in with the system. So for example, we use Forest. We can do it all through Forest. Most booking systems now have an email section. So every single time your consultation card goes onto the system, that will automatically then feed through to the email system. If you don't have something like this on your booking system, then you can have MailChimp. So we have MailChimp for our other companies. If you're listening to this and you're a salon owner, or you're in beauty, or you're in hair, but you also have a training academy, you should also be doing this for your training academy. If you're not, again, you are missing a massive trick. So what you're doing in your salon business, you need to then implement into your other businesses that you have also, whether that's a product business, whether that's training, or whether that's something completely out of the industry, still manage it the same. So you want to build up that email list. Once you've built up that email list, you need to start sending emails regularly, okay? And be regular to what your regular is, okay? So what I always say is be consistent to your consistent. So what is your consistency? If that is an email once a month, make sure you send an email out once a month. If your consistency is once a week, send an email out once a week and always do that, because your audience will get used to receiving emails at certain times. So you could say every single Monday at 9 o'clock an email is going to go out. Make sure that you stay consistent with that. If you think, okay, I have not got time to do this, I'm behind the chair, I'm running the business, I'm doing all the marketing by myself, then you can then do that once a month. But if you're consistent once a month, then your clients will know they're receiving an email once a month, they'll more than likely open it. When you first start doing email marketing, you won't see a lot of returns straight away, okay? It's new, clients aren't really used to receiving them, they're not opening them, they don't really know what's inside. So you have to make sure that you're doing it consistently to slowly start seeing the turnaround of them. So for us, in all of our companies, whether that's my salon, whether that's KG Professional, or whether that's my business mentoring business, we send emails out weekly. I have a team, so I'm able to be able to do that. I have someone incredible that helps me with all of my email marketing, so I can be consistent with that. When I was on my own, it would be every 2 weeks, but we've upped it recently to once a week. And people love our emails. And when we are needing a bit of a push in business, we know if we send an email out, we'll be fully booked, or we'll get more course bookings, or whatever that might be. Because we know how to work it when it comes to our emails. So just a couple of tips. You always, always, always need a really good catch line, okay? You need to make sure that it doesn't fall into the junk or the spam. You can add an emoji on the subject line, but don't add too many emojis. Normally it's only a one. And you really need to catch their attention. So there's loads of ways you can do this, but think about what is it that you're emailing the client or the student, and what would really entice them to open it. So think about your email. So when we wake up in the morning, lots of us check our emails. When we check our emails, if you're anything like me, you will just swipe across and delete without even opening them if the subject line isn't catching your attention. If that subject line is catching my attention, I won't swipe to delete it. I will open it and scan through it and see how if it's taking my attention that way. So your subject line is absolutely key when it comes to email marketing. So if you're not getting them open rates that you want, then there's something wrong there. Okay, so just play around with that and see how much you can get people to open, because on your systems, it will tell you what your open rate was off your email. Also, just so you don't get too bogged down with numbers, whatever your database is, so however many is in your database, when it comes to email marketing, it's normally 1% of people that buy, okay? So it doesn't sound that much. So this is why you need to grow your email marketing as much as possible for then that 1% to be actually quite a lot of people. So just a fact there, so you don't get too bogged down with numbers. If you're like, oh my God, only 1% of people brought into this, that's actually incredible. So just keep up with that. Then you want to make sure that your actual caption in your email, your content in your email is eye-catching. Gone are the days of newsletters. Actually, some of the salons I work with do newsletters once a month and it really works for them. But I mean, making sure that you've got that newsletter structure and it's very newslettery, that's kind of gone. What people like now is just to relate to a real person. So when I do my emails, it's very much coming from me. It's very much how I speak. It's very much I'm talking to you rather than everyone, and making it really personable. And people really like that. So yes, we will put pictures in. Yes, we might put the odd offer in, but I'm talking to that person rather than everyone. And that really, really helps. So give that a go. Also, don't, if you're doing it for your salon, you don't always have to be sending out an offer. Some people might like to receive an offer. Some people might like aftercare advice. Some people might like to know just what's going on in the salon that week, if there's any awards won, if there's any how-tos, like how to do something at home, like give them, like, how can they do face masks at home, or what products you recommend, or what products you have new in the salon, anything like that. So it doesn't always have to be salesy. Remember, you have to start building that rapport up with your clients and actually seeing that they're thinking, oh yeah, KG Salon's now sending me emails. I want to open it, because every single time they send me an email, it's really interesting. So that's what you want to kind of build from your email marketing. Because we'll move on to social media now, but what we have to remember is not everyone is on social media. So yes, a lot of us are on social media, but lots of us also get lost within social media. There's a lot of us competing online, whereas there's not as many people competing in someone's inbox, and that's what you need to remember. So social media is a huge part to marketing now, obviously, but I just never want you to forget that email marketing, because that's a lot more personable than what social media is. When it comes to small businesses, they put a lot of their energy into social media, and social media is going to be a huge part of your marketing. But like I said, it's best not to forget all the other ways of marketing as well. So there's obviously leafleting, there's text messages, there's your email marketing, like we've said, that you might want to start going down the press route and seeing what press releases you can get, because that's great marketing. There might be, at the moment as we're recording this, it's nearly Christmas, there's loads of people wanting raffle vouchers for prizes. You could do something clever around that. So there's loads of different ways of marketing, but obviously social media is going to be one of your big ones. When it comes to social media, a lot of people get very, very overwhelmed with social. Some people love it, some people hate it. Some people get very anxious when it comes to media. And all these feelings are very normal. But what I want you to do is, when you go on social media, you're going on social media just to do marketing and not to scroll, not to get lost into someone else's life. It's just purely for your business, and you need to be very strict on that, okay? Also, there's loads of different social media platforms. Obviously, you've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, you've got Snapchat, you've got Pinterest, you've got TikTok. Like, there's so many. If you can be visible on all of them, that's great. So if you can have a profile on all of them, make sure your profile's good, apply content to all of it, then fabulous. But what you want to do is work on the one or two social media platforms where your clientele and your target audience is sitting. So for example, my target audience isn't on Snapchat. So I will post on Snapchat still, but it's not where I will focus my energy. My energy will focus on Facebook and Instagram. But I will still post on TikTok, I will still post on Snapchat, I'll still sometimes post on Pinterest and all the other platforms. But my focus will definitely go into Facebook and Instagram. And actually, funny enough, mainly Instagram, but even more of my target audience is definitely on Facebook. So really have a look at your social platforms and see where is your target audience sitting, because they're the ones that you need to connect with. Also, when it comes to social media, we think about just connecting with our clients. But if you think about it, our clients are our clients. They're already coming into the salon. So yes, we might want to start upselling them at different products or different treatments, getting them over to something else, so then we can increase their average spend. But we can do that when they're in our salon, when they're in the chair. Who we really need to connect with when it comes to social media is the new clients, the new students, the new people that aren't using your products. And that's where they're all sitting. So you need to find where they are on your social media platforms and really connect with them and see who new people can engage into your brand. And that's really, really important. When it comes to your engagement and your insights. Insights you need to check. You'll be able to see that on your profile on your Instagram page, and you can also see it on Facebook as well. How many people are seeing your posts? How many people are engaging with it and that type of thing? A lot of people struggle with algorithms when it comes to, especially when it comes to Instagram, and they fluctuate, they go up and down. But a lot of this comes down to engagement. You need to make sure you're engaging. So what a lot of us do in the evening is jump on social media and we will scroll and scroll and scroll. And we don't do anything with that scrolling. But what I want you to start doing is when you are scrolling, you like and comment on everything that you come across. Start engaging. If people start seeing your name in people's posts all of the time, they're going to think, oh, who's that person? I keep seeing them pop up. I'm going to click on and see what they're all about. Hopefully they'll like your grid and they will then follow you, okay? And that's how you start building up your engagement. Also, when it comes to social media, I've done a social media recording before on this podcast, but social media needs to be social, okay? You want to start adding polls, question boxes, quizzes, start getting people involved. The more people that start clicking on your page, whether that's tapping in a question box and writing their answer, whether that's clicking A, B or C on a quiz, whether that's clicking yes or no on a poll, Instagram will see that as an engagement. So they will then raise your profile higher to be seen. So you want people engaging on different things like that all the time. So every single time you do a story, add a poll and see if that brings up your engagement. And I bet it does. So do everything that's really, really sociable for social media. And when it comes to all marketing, whether that's your email marketing or your social media, you need to make sure you're really making it like creating that FOMO, okay? What are they missing? Add call to action. So call to actions are huge. There is no point doing an email or posting a post if you're not then telling that person what you want them to do with that information you've given them. Do you want them to book now with a book now button? Do you want them to swipe up to see the website? Do you want them to comment yes please for something that they're more interested in? Do you want them to go and like your page? Like, you have to start creating a call to action in every single thing you do. Otherwise you're just posting to post, or you're just sending an email out to send an email out, and that's not what it's about. You need to make sure that you're definitely creating that call to action, and that will help. Unfortunately, when it comes to working with human beings, people need to be told what to do, okay? So you need to make sure you put that in there. Also, when it comes to creating FOMO, what are they missing out on if they don't buy that course, or if they don't come to you for that offer? What are they missing out on? For example, we've got an apprentice at the moment in the salon, and she's been learning lashes. So this week is the last week for someone to have lash extensions at the price that we're offering. It's the last week. So we put that out. It's the last week. Don't miss out. It's going to be this price for this week only. And all of them kind of slogans to get people to buy into. So we put the email out and we put it on social media, and she's fully booked for the last week at this price. Okay, so it really works to try and create that FOMO. As I'm recording this, it's Black Friday coming up in a couple of days. So we've been really trying to create that FOMO when it comes to our marketing and our businesses. So you can see when we're trying to create FOMO, especially if we're doing a launch offer, or we are going to be launching a new product or a new service within the salon, we will do countdowns. We will do several emails leading up to that for people to guess what is coming. We really create that FOMO. Okay, so if you go onto my social media channels, you will see what FOMO we've created for what we've got coming up. So for my business mentoring, we've had crazy sales when it comes to my business builder, or when it comes to coffee, cake and chat, and these prices won't ever be seen again. So we've created that FOMO because people don't want to miss out on that price if they're never getting it again. With KG Professional, we're going to be having a crazy sale there, which we won't have again for a whole year. So we're creating that FOMO and we're doing countdowns and we're really making it exciting. So you need to make sure that you do that and plan that within your marketing structure. My last point is going to be connecting with other businesses. This is a great marketing tool, guys, okay? And lots of us forget this. Connecting with other businesses is key. There is so many businesses that have your target audience. So let's think about it. If you're in beauty, there'll be a hairdresser down the road that has your exact target audience. If you're in hair, vice versa, there'll be a beauty salon that's got your target audience. If you do just lashes and don't do nails, I'm pretty sure there's a nail tech that has your target audience and you can swap. Okay, if there is a florist, they will be connecting with lots of women. If there is like an event company that do, you know, all the pretty balloons and everything that you see everywhere now, that's going to have your target audience. If there's a candle maker, that's going to have your target audience. If there's really fancy restaurants or Instagrammable restaurants, they're going to have your target audience. Really think outside the box of how many businesses you can connect with. Because if you're being active on their social media platforms and on their posts, their audience is then going to see you. You can also connect with them by doing email marketing, cross-promoting each other. See if they do email marketing too. Can they do a shout out for you and they do a if you do a shout out for them and them do a shout out for you. That's what I was trying to say. What a tongue twister that is. So see what businesses are locally to you, and trust me, there will be hundreds if you really do look. And it will be a game changer. There's all that audience out there that you haven't even connected with yet. So really have a little research and connect with other businesses. And since COVID as well, it's always been like this, but very much since COVID, everyone's supporting small. Local wants to stick with local. So it's a great chance to get on this. And the last thing I want to leave you with is, you need to be seen 7 to 14 times before a customer trusts you to come to their business or to buy a product, okay? So 7 to 14 times. Before social media, that was something like 3 to 6 times someone needs to see you. But now with social media, that's gone up to 7 to 14 times before a client will trust to come to your salon or to buy your product or to buy into your courses. So you need to make sure you're using all of these ways to get in front of your potential clients to speed this process up. Anyway, I've rambled on way too long. I hope that helped. Please drop us a message if you liked it, if you actioned some of these things I've told you today. And also, if you are interested in joining Coffee, Cake and Chat, so if you're a salon owner listening to this, not all of you will be, but if you are a salon owner listening to this, join us for Coffee, Cake and Chat. It's a monthly subscription, and every single month there is a live Q&A, so we all come together and have loads of questions that everyone wants us to answer, and the other salons also help because everyone has great ideas. And we also have a live mentoring session with me. So every single month there's a different subject and everyone jumps on a Zoom with me and we do live marketing. Live marketing, gotta got marketing in my head. A live mentoring session. What's wrong with me? I'm talking about marketing too much. A live Q&A, a live mentoring session, and then we have guest speakers every 2 months. So the guest speakers are incredible. Normally to listen to these guest speakers, you'd be having to pay a lot of money, but we pull it within our subscriptions. So that's really cool also, and there's lots of other benefits. But I won't ramble on about that too much. If you're interested, then drop me a message. If you're listening to this before Black Friday, you get 40% off. So I would hurry up before the spaces go because there are limited spaces. If you're listening to this after Black Friday, then give me a shout and we'll see if we've got any spaces left. Anyway, have a good, great day. If you like this episode, give us a share on social media. We'd be very grateful. And we'll speak to you soon.